As we were coming up to 2004, I made a prediction that Bush would lose again, but he would serve a second term. I said, think of how much they've learned in the 4 years since 2000. Well, they did. We've just seen the Conyers report out of Ohio. Congressman Conyers, one of the few really useful people in Congress, Michigan Democrat, minority head of the Judiciary Committee, went out there with a bunch of other congressmen and some loyal staffers, and they went from every district, every county in Ohio to see what had happened. They talked. The Secretary of State would not answer any questions. There's a vast case to be made against him. 9,000 voters reported for duty to vote. And, you know, they had to line up a bit. They weren't kept waiting too long. And then they went through and they cast their, you press that electronic voting machine. Triad, not Diebold this time, was a principal culprit. Triad makes voting machines. And Triad had issued to the various people who were handling the ballots with a cheat sheet, it's called. How many votes we're going to need for governor, how many votes for the sheriff, how many, to make it look legitimate. So they were aiming at certain number of votes per office. But this one balloting place just went crazy. I mean, too much pressure had been put on these people. So it ended up with 9,000 people. We know that. That was recorded. They came in to vote. Not one of the 9,000 cast a vote for president. They were just too busy with aldermen, with sheriff, with school board. Another case in which, after all, Kerry was the best financed Democratic presidential candidate in many, many years, if ever. And yet, in another congressional, another district in Ohio, he got almost no votes at all, whereas two unknown third-party people split a huge slice of votes. Conyers got back from Ohio. A small Chicago firm, publishers, published a book of his findings, and everything is very carefully done and legally done. And he had some good staffers with him. And we know almost everything about what was done in that election, and practically nothing was honest. Where is the newspaper of record? The New York Times. God, how we used to swear by this. I mean, it just shines in the night with nobility, the New York Times, and probity, too. Not one word of the Conyers report has appeared in the New York Times, and I even read section F, you know, I even go through the real estate section to see if it's been hidden away there. I was also chatting with a radio station, call-in station, in Ohio. And the guy who was asking me questions, he said, all right, so where was the New York Times? Where's the Washington Post? He said, very often they don't bother with us out here in the provinces. But where is the Cleveland Plain Dealer? Where is the Toledo Blade? Where are our own papers out here? They know perfectly well what's going on, much better than the New York Times would ever know. Silence, silence. Our ever-corrupt media, which is now being at last cracked open by what we're doing, I trust. The ever-corrupt media had decided nobody likes a sore loser. Well, we lost the Republic. I don't care about Gore or Kerry, but I do care about the Republic and about our votes being recorded. Our votes were not recorded. The head of Diebold, which was one of the makers of electronic balloting machinery, wrote a notorious letter about a year ago to the Republican voters of Ohio. Boy, we're going to deliver this state for Bush. These are conflicts of interest which, you know, smack of notoriousness. Why not? A real press would bring it up. How it is basically done, I don't know, except too few people own too many outlets. Newspaper owners own TV stations, TV stations own publishers. And so it goes. And so our republic went. Now, their own political reasons are all important, and they don't care about the shareholders. They don't care about making money. They want propaganda. They want big money, and big money is having the Pentagon in your pocket and being able to sell them weapons. General Electric makes nuclear weapons. It owns NBC. Is NBC going to talk about an overrun at General Electric? No, they're not going to talk about it. But I might if they got me on, so just keep them off. Our owners are after big military contracts. They're after rehabilitation in Iraq. There's so many questions that television refuses to take up, much less answer. There are things they don't want to talk about. 9/11 is not filled with questions. Why, for instance? It is the law of the land. If a plane is hijacked, fighter planes are scrambled, I think it's within 2.5 minutes from the nearest air base, and they're all air bases. In the U.S., they're pretty close to wherever a domestic airliner might be hijacked. They were not scrambled, as they call it. They were not put up in the air. Why not? Well, you can't blame people for saying they must have been ordered to stand down, not to go up and stop the hijackers from hitting the Pentagon. This is the center of the empire. This is the muscle of the American empire. They'd rather sacrifice that and continue playing whatever game it was that they were playing, which meant they didn't want to do anything about the hijackers at that point. Then you see, they got to work with a big lie, that Saddam Hussein was working with Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. Everybody knows who knows anything about it. I mean, just anybody who reads the European press knows that the two men hated each other and had nothing to do with each other. But if you're president and vice president, one will, on Monday will say that they worked together for 9/11, and on Tuesday the other one will say it. They just go back and forth. Repetition, repetition, repetition. What's that? The secret of advertising. Rinso white, rinso white, rinso white. That's how it's done. And we were rinsoed, wetted into the wars. That gives rise to conspiracy theorists. Now, like everyone else, I get pretty bored by some of the fantastic conspiracy theories that are inflicted upon us. Sometimes I think deliberately. By and large, I think one thing most people sense, but they've been shamed into not admitting they sense it. Everything in the United States is a conspiracy. When our media does not want to make money out of news, corruption is complete. You would think that that was something totally against nature. You don't want to sell papers. You don't want to sell washing machines or whatever you're selling on television. You don't want to sell it. You don't want to go against what the owners of the country want. And they don't want bad news of this sort. And they don't want the people really to know about these things.